That's in our books, our white books. Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. It's number 77. 77. The white book. Sing the last and be dismissed. And I would always encourage you to stay if you'd like to, every meeting. Nobody ever has to leave. And it's good to pray about and take time over what perhaps the Lord is dealing with your heart about. And I also understand that people need their rest. And I especially think of the staff. It's 2 weeks that they have to be here almost, and it's long days every day. And so staff and every one of us, I'm not telling you to go and what to do, but I am suggesting that if you do leave, I'm not going to think that you're unspiritual or don't want to be here. But you might need your rest, and if you do, God bless you as you go. If you'd like to stay for a little while or a long while, and wait on God. Maybe get rid of some weights, some sins. Deal with Him about them. Maybe get refocused and turn your attention to Jesus. And let him fill all your vision with a sight of Himself. Maybe gain new power as you wait upon Him to run in the race. Whatever it may be. And there could be a number of different things that are found in the chapter that we read that maybe speak to your heart. And so deal with God. Pray. Seek Him, your knees, your seats, whatever is more convenient, for as long as you'd like. This last verse says, go to a world after you've seen Him. After you see Him, then you're prepared to go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation, to tell, to show, to live out that life of Christ. And so, Lord, help us all, whether we go or stay at the close of this meeting. We need You, Lord, to refocus. I need You to refocus. I need to see You. The distractions are many. Lord, the calls and cries and things of this world politically, in every arena, jobs and in school and education, business. Lord, there's so much that clamors for our attention that we need to tend to. And every once in a while, we need to refocus. We're not living for time alone. We're not living to build up and amass. We're living to please You, to live for You, and to help others. And so, Lord, we pray that tonight, as You deal with our hearts, that You'd set into us, Lord, what You would have for us tonight. If there are those things that we need to lay down or get rid of, not bad, but, Lord, just not helpful, not good, we pray that we might be willing, Lord, because We need to be able to endure. We need to be able to fly high. We need to be able to fulfill in the race, looking unto Jesus. So bless each one, young or old, each one, staff or guests. Help us, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Shall we sing that last? His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And those things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory.
to run, O grace of God. Jesus, help me to run, O God. Jesus, look at me. Jesus, to see you. Jesus, to behold you. Hallelujah. Anoint our eyes, oh Jesus. Jesus, now we might see. Jesus, now we might see. Gabayo, Jovo, Boyarabai, Jovo, Boyarabai, Banjo, Jovo, Boyarabai. Lord, help me to see. Oh Lord, to see you always, Jesus. Fill our vision, Savior, I pray. Let me see only Jesus today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. Help us, O Lord, in this race that we Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus, to run acceptably. Lord, to win the prize, to breast the tape. Jesus, we pray. Help me, O God. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the only Savior. Jesus, I pray. Shut in with God in the secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face, gaining new power. Away, oh God, give me a sight of yourself. Help me to see you, Jesus, looking unto Jesus. Oh Lord, I want to see you, Jesus, Jesus, we want to see you. Help us, Lord, not to the right or to the left, but arise, oh Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
dear Lord Jesus, we confess that you are our desire and you are our longing. We long to have that clear vision of you, Lord, As the song goes, fill thou our vision, Lord. Be thou our vision. Would you do that for us tonight? Father, your word said that without holiness that no one can see you. So we come before you, Father, because we want to be clean. We want to be pure. We want to be holy as you are holy. Father, would you come, like, do a surgery in our soul, Lord. Do a surgery in our heart. Lord, examine our heart, Lord. Search our thoughts, Lord. Anything and everything that does not please you, that is not aligned with your purpose of will for our life, would you just remove that? Would you just eradicate that from deep within us, Lord? So, Lord, only the Holy Spirit can transform us. Only the Holy Spirit can set us free. Only your Spirit and your blood, Lord, can cleanse us and purify us and change our thought pattern. So we'll be thinking right and we'll be longing for the things above, not the things in this world. So Jesus, we surrender ourselves to you. We submit ourselves at your altar. Father, we cry out to you. Let your purging fire, Lord, burn through us, Lord, tonight. As we seek your face, as we wait on you. Father, would you that just move upon our heart, move upon our life, and that, Lord, just do that radical change in our life, Lord, so that we experience that powerful transformation, Lord. Our thought will be transformed. Our heart will be transformed. The way we speak, Lord, the way we behave, Lord, the way we seek you, Lord, will be transformed. So we no longer, Lord, we no longer live egocentric, Lord. We will live for you, and we live for your purpose and will. So here we are, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Would you take over us? Would you take over us? Because we really want to go deeper, Lord. We really want to see the face of God. We really go behind the veil. We really want to behold your beauty. We really want to dwell in the holy. We really want to dwell in your presence as what John teach us too. So Father, those are not the Lord just rhetoric, Lord. That's not just a theology. That's something I believe, that's something we can enter in. So Father, I want to cry out to you. I want to enter in. I want to enter in. So Father, would you help me? Would you help me? And would you, I know that I'm not the only one. I know everyone in this meeting, Lord. The reason we are here is that because we really are hungry and thirsty for more of you. We really want to really have that reality of that kingdom life, Lord, that we can truly know that your kingdom power, we truly know that what it means, Lord, by your kingdom principle. Would you do that for us, Lord? Everyone in this room, let your fire come, let your Holy Spirit breathe upon us, give us that great desire. We desire the things above, Lord, things above. We'll be thinking and we'll be seeking the things above. Our life will be hidden with Christ in you, Lord. That's our desire. We want you. That's all I can say. Jesus, we want you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Give us a sign of yourself, Lord. Give me a sign of Hallelujah, open my eyes, O Lord. Hallelujah.